with SBS Radio.
This bulletin, an indigenous aquaculture complex now proven to be older than Egyptian pyramids. Grants and low interest loans announced for small businesses affected by the bushfires. And the Prime Minister rebukes the New South Wales Environment Minister over his call to review emissions policy. Australia's wildfires have revealed an ancient aquaculture system built by indigenous people, which is thought to predate the time of the pyramids of Egypt. The Bujbeam cultural landscape is situated southwest of Victoria and features an elaborate series of stone-lined channels and pools set up by the Gundishmara people to harvest eels. In 2019, the site was added to the UNESCO World Heritage List. Some parts of the elaborate system also show evidence of stone dwelling dating to around 6,600 years ago. But after a bushfire, which was sparked in December and only brought under control last week, extra sites were spotted that were previously hidden under vegetation. The sites are also believed to be part of the aquaculture system. The federal government has announced the grants for fire-affected small businesses will be increased from $15,000 to $50,000. Low-interest loans of up to $500,000 will also be available for businesses who have lost assets or had major dip in revenue due to the bushfires. It marks the latest announcement on the release of money from the federal government's National Bushfire Recovery Fund. Prime Minister Scott Morrison told Channel 7 the government is doing what it can to bring business back to fire-hit towns.
Up until now, there's been $15,000 grants in New South Wales. We're increasing that to $50,000. Now, that's to help them with repairs and the clean-up and these sorts of things in their businesses, to give them that support. They go through the state government-run organisations, Services New South Wales and New South Wales and similar organisations in Victoria and Queensland. The states actually run these grant programs. We pay for them and they do the assessments. They've got the skilled assessors.
The federal government is reminding families that have suffered the devastating bushfires that an additional $400 is being paid per child under the Australian Government Disaster Recovery Payment. The additional payment for each child under 16 starts today. Emergency Management Minister David Littleproud says the assistance payments are about ensuring those who need immediate relief for essential items can receive it quickly. In the meantime, residents in Victoria are being urged to take caution as the state experiences its wettest 2 days in months. Rain and hail have lashed Victoria, sparking almost 1,500 calls for assistance since Sunday morning. Rain fell hardest in East Gippsland on Sunday, with 56.6 millimetres falling at Mount Elizabeth and 55 millimetres at Mount Wellington. In Melbourne, the northeast and inner east were hit with severe thunderstorms, including giant hail. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says the rainfall has been welcome, but people must remain vigilant about the fire threat.
The rainfall over the last couple of days has been very helpful in a number of bushfire-affected communities, really significant rainfall in both the High Country and in East Gippsland. But that presents some challenges as well, though, with much more dangerous conditions for heavy machinery. There was a section of the Princess Highway that was planned to be open today. It cannot be open today because there's been some landslides and some other rain. Ultimately, we all need to remain vigilant. Fire season is far from over.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has rejected reports of a divide within his party on climate change policy. It follows New South Wales Environment Minister Matt Keane's comments that he'd asked the federal government to abandon its use of the Kyoto Protocol's accumulated emission credits account to meet its 2030 emission target. Mr. Morrison downplayed Mr. Keane's remarks, saying the party took a unified position to the last election and will meet and beat its emissions reductions targets. And Trade Minister Simon Birmingham has said the same to Sky News.
The point that has been made, including by Matt Keane, that this all has to be done in ways that don't
threaten our economy or undermine Australian jobs is a crucial one, but that is where continuously looking for those new opportunities of new technologies that don't require new taxes or penalties on Australians, but can absolutely put us at the forefront of transformation to be able to achieve even higher levels of emissions reductions than are currently forecast.
A new report by Oxfam has found that the richest 1% of Australians have more than double the wealth of the entire bottom 50% of the population. Released ahead of the World Economic Forum in Davos tomorrow, the report found that the wealth of Australian billionaires, who are mostly men, grew by an average of $669 million from 2018 to 2019. The report found the level of inequality could also be observed at a global level, with the wealthiest 1% of people in the world owning more than double the wealth of 6.9 billion people. Oxfam Australia Chief Executive Lynn Morgan urged the government to end corporate tax avoidance by introducing public country-by-country reporting of tax affairs for large multinationals. And the head of the World Economic Forum says it's reassuring that U.S. President Donald Trump and teenage climate activist Greta Thunberg will both return to its annual meeting in Davos this year. Klaus Schwab says concerns about the environment will be a top agenda item at this summit. He says the event has evolved from its origins 50 years ago as a forum for business leaders to looking at the environment and responsible business.
If I look back, I'm just amazed about how much change has happened in the world in the last 50 years and how we, to a certain extent, always succeeded to be pioneers in addressing the change and showing what the direction actually should be.
We stay overseas with world leaders committing to ending all foreign meddling in Libya's war and to uphold a weapons embargo. The presidents of Russia, Turkey and France were among global leaders meeting in Berlin to come up with a plan to stop interfering in the war, be it through weapons, troops or financing. But the talks failed to deliver a permanent truce or facilitate serious dialogue between the warring parties. The parties are strongman Khalifa Haftar and the head of Tripoli's UN-recognized government, Fayez al-Sarraj. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says progress has been made.
We've had very intensive and serious negotiations here in Berlin. And in doing so, we've contributed to a new political approach, a new political impulse, to generate hope for the people and hope for peace in the Libyan conflict.
Libya has been torn by fighting between rival armed factions since a 2011 NATO-backed uprising killed dictator Muammar Gaddafi. Clashes have killed more than 280 civilians and 2,000 fighters and displaced tens of thousands until a fragile ceasefire backed by both Turkey and Russia was put in place on January 12. And back home, the Morris government has accepted changes must be made for frustrated participants of the National Disability Insurance Scheme following an independent review. The review of the scheme's legislation has made 29 recommendations to cut wait times and red tape while also simplifying the application process. Minister for the NDIA, Stuart Roberts, says the government will use the findings to update and clarify the legislation and remove barriers to a better NDIS. And water restrictions in Tasmania have been extended to include most of the state for the first time ever after 3 years of dry conditions and low rainfall. Taswater says the restrictions will take effect from today in all serviced communities from Greater Hobart to Wynyard on the northwest coast. The move follows 3 years of dry conditions and low rainfall, along with advice from the Bureau of Meteorology indicating the conditions are likely to persist through the cooler months. And civil society groups in Queensland will address a parliamentary committee today about political donations laws in the state. Legal organizations, conservationists and a church will urge the state government to amend the laws. The group says the laws limiting political donations and election spending will have the unintended result of silencing charities and community organizations. It comes after lawyers on Friday suggested the proposed laws may be challenged in the High Court. And to sport tennis world number one, Ash Barty says she's remaining level-headed ahead of her Australian Open match against Ukrainian Lesya Churenko. No Australian woman has won the singles title in Melbourne since Chris O'Neill in 1978, almost 20 years before Barty was born. Barty says she's not going to be distracted by the added pressure to win.
Yeah, my face is everywhere a little bit, isn't it? I'm a bit sick of it, to be honest. But no, look, there's no extra pressure. I don't read the papers. I don't kind of look into any more than I need to. I'm here with my team trying to do the best that we can. And, you know, it's amazing to have so much support and so much love from the Australian public. And I've really felt that, you know, in an exceptional way over the last 12 months.
And having a look at the weather around the country, Perth, a sunny day, top of 31, Adelaide, possible shower, 24, Melbourne, showers and thunderstorms, 21, Hobart, light rain, 17, Albury-Wodonga, light rain as well, a top of 18, Canberra, showers and storm, likely, 27, Wollongong, showers increasing, 26, Sydney, a shower or two, 28, Newcastle, similar conditions, 31, Brisbane, a shower or two and a possible storm, 33, Townsville, partly cloudy, 33. Cairns, similar conditions, 36. Alice Springs, a sunny day, top of 29. Darwin, also a shower or two and a possible storm, but a top of 33. And the Torres Strait Islands, a partly cloudy day and a top of 32. And that is NITV Radio News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.